Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris. We're joined today by Glenn Shimkus, the Vice President of Product Management at DocuSign, responsible for the company's products for the real estate industry. He was previously the co-founder and CEO of Cartavi, which was acquired by DocuSign in 2013. Glenn's joined us in the past to discuss how DocuSign's digital content signing technology helps agents and brokers become more efficient, and he returns today with more information on DocuSign's technology, as well as some important news on brand new product features that make DocuSign more useful than ever in real estate. Let's welcome Glenn to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
Glenn, thank you for being my co-host on this lovely day before Thanksgiving. And listeners, I want you to pay very, very close attention to the interview that we're doing today. Because in my opinion, and the opinion of many others, DocuSign is one of the most significant rule-changing companies that there is in the real estate industry. On the surface, and I've actually kind of made this mistake in the green room and the, you know, prior to the radio show today, and Glenn and I were talking, I didn't really fully understand the depth and breadth of what DocuSign is about. So Glenn, without any further delay, welcome to the radio show, and thank you for being my co-host.
Really excited to be here with you, Tim, and certainly lots to talk about. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we're definitely doing some pretty exciting things here at DocuSign.
Well, let's just jump right in. I mean, obviously, a lot of people associate DocuSign with getting signatures signed, virtual, you know, through all that good stuff. But DocuSign is so much more than that. Let the listeners know what you offer.
Well, you know, of course, most people know of DocuSign for the ability to get documents signed electronically. And that's where the business started by our founder, Tom Gonzer, over 10 years ago, actually. And what's happened over the years is that business has continued to grow. And of course, DocuSign has done very, very well in the e-signature space. I think, you know, Gartner has us as owning, you know, 80% of the global market in that space. But what we've done is we've continued to expand. And you'll see now, if you go to DocuSign.com or hear some of our executive speak, it's really about digital transaction management. And what we mean by that is, how do we help not just in the actual signature process, but how do we help kind of manage that entire transaction digitally? So if you take and apply that to real estate, it's not just about when you have a document to sign, how do you get that done? And of course, DocuSign with our e-signature product is really, we think, quite exceptional there. But it's the ability now to be able to, you know, create this transaction, you know, transaction room online, invite all the participants together to be able to share documents and store and archive and manage checklists. But, you know, again, really try and bring more of that transaction process together. And, you know, the way I describe it is, if you look at, you know, my wife's an agent. If you look at her job at a very high level, she's got two primary jobs: find business and close business. And our vision at DocuSign is really to be the hub of where an agent, a brokerage, a buyer or seller can manage all of the components of, you know, closing that transaction.
Having coached many brokers, having owned part of a brokerage, one of the biggest pains in the butt is definitely the storage of all the documents, collecting all the paperwork, making sure all the signatures are done correctly. And what your company has allowed forward-thinking brokerages and really agents and teams to do is streamline that process to the point where they can focus more on being of service to their potential clients. They can focus more on dollar productive activities. And that's the reason why this is, in my opinion, one of the most significant companies that there is in our industry. And so if you're not using DocuSign, brokers, agents, and we have 50,000 listeners a month, if you're not using them, you need to seriously consider, especially as we turn into a new year, evolving your business practices to really adapt to what your consumers, what your buyers and sellers are really demanding. And Glenn, so tell me more about this after closing. Like I was thinking as you were describing your product, and this is one of the things I really love about a lot of the companies that NAR is backing. They're looking to, it seems like a lot of the companies that they're financing, they're financing companies that are trying to extend that relationship with a client after the transaction. And I heard you kind of touch on a lot of the types of things that would make that goal a possibility too.
Right. And if you think about it, right, so we're quickly turning the corner on the year and heading into the new year, and you know, we start off the new year with this wonderful time called tax season, right? So we go from holiday season to tax season. And if you think about it now, anyone who bought a home last year has tax implications, whether you bought or you sold. And so one of the documents, right, we talk about the documents that drive the transaction is the HUD-1, right? At the end of the closing, you get that. Well, what a great opportunity, for example, instead of, you know, just doing nothing, being able to direct your client back to their transaction in DocuSign and say, hey, by the way, Tom and Mary, go check out, you know, the transaction, and here's your HUD-1s in here. And so when they go back in, they see the property, hopefully, that they're still in love with. They see your picture as the agent, your brokerage contact information, and then they're able to get that HUD-1 and do it in a very simple format. Or let's say a year or two from now, when they want to put a pool in or put a fence in, you know, they need to go back to homeowners association guidelines. It's really about providing them a benefit, not just up to the point of closing, but post-closing, so that all of those documents that were a part of the transaction are at their fingertips.
And the other thing that's kind of cool with this too is it creates a pedigree for the house going forward. You know, dozens of years from now, there'll be a whole transactional history of this house going back, you know, for the whole, maybe if it's a new house, you'll know everything about the house once it was built. And I imagine as that information starts to accumulate, future buyers are really going to see that of value, knowing kind of the, you know, like people kind of put value on historical houses. So my mind goes in a bunch of different ways on how this type of information will be used in the future. Listeners, listen, any questions that you have, obviously, during the radio show, you can call in at any time. And Mr. Producer, can you jump on and let him know about the phone number to call in on? So, Glenn, tell me, you were just at the NAR conference. Let us know about what kinds of things did you run into that kind of raised your eyebrows? Anything that you thought was interesting, technologically speaking, that kind of surprised you?
Well, I would say the first thing to me is that this was the fifth year from when we formed Cardivy back in the day. And when we actually made the decision, my co-founder Paul and I made the decision to actually jump in and build a company. And what I've noticed, you know, from 5 years ago and today is how much innovation is really happening in real estate and what I would call kind of the close the business side of the house. You know, there's been lots of investments in CRM and data and such, but to me, it's just so exciting to see, you know, new companies and new technologies. And really, you know, real estate's always been a bit challenged in terms of getting technology brought into the fold. And it's exciting to see that that's really happening at such a great pace right now. And there's so many, you know, great solutions that help, you know, brokers, agents, consumers buy and sell properties. So that would be, you know, one of my first takeaways. But another one would certainly be kind of the whole impact of big data and what's happening and how people are helping predict when someone's going to be looking to sell their property or predict who the best people in your contact list may be, you know, because they may be ripe for the time that they're going to be moving. And so the whole notion of big data to me has been really interesting in this predictive analytics. Certainly a lot of activity there.
There is. And what are you seeing as far as other products that excite you that are post-closing, right? It's the stuff that's supposed to help the agent maintain that relationship with the seller. DocuSign, I can see being that's something that everybody should have for the reasons that you all mentioned, that, you know, the access to the paperwork and tax time, the HOA docs and all the rest of it. Any other types of companies that you've seen that were sort of evolving in the same space to maintain that relationship? Because just from coaching, what I see is the effectiveness of the things that have worked traditionally, sort of the dropping off the tchotchkes and the newsletters and those types of things, they seem to have been mostly oversaturated and people aren't responsive to them anymore. Consumers are looking for something of more value. Obviously, DocuSign delivers that. What other types of things do you think the market is ready and agents are interested in adapting?
Yeah, I would say probably one of the biggest areas, and you know, I feel kind of funny even saying this because it's kind of a throwback, but just CRM in general. I think people are getting a lot more serious about it. I think that there's a lot more in terms of solutions and capabilities that have been there in the past to really help you make sure you know who your contacts are, when did you last follow up with them, how do you reach out to them in a smart way moving forward. And I just think there's been kind of a bit of a renaissance in CRM with a lot of kind of new people coming into the space that, again, are taking components or focus that's been in other industries and bringing it to real estate. And there's some really neat companies out there that are making some pretty cool strides on the CRM front.
And listeners, if you'd like to call in and ask Glenn or myself a question, call 347-857-1195, 347-857-1195. So we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And when we come back, I've got some more questions for Glenn. And I'm sure listeners, if any of you'd like to call in and participate, we look forward to featuring you on the radio show today as well. Quick commercial break. And when we come back, more from Glenn from DocuSign.
Are you ready for 2015? Do you have a plan in place to make it your best year ever? Or are you still struggling in your career and waiting for your ship to come in? You can make this your best year ever, but only if you take control of your career and create an action plan for success. Join thousands of top producing agents across the nation who have turned to Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching to help them achieve top producing production and performance. Coaching works, and that's a fact. 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. Coaching and training is a critical part of a successful real estate career, but don't just take our word for it. Here's what Steve Brown, the president of the National Association of Realtors, had to say.
Well, I'll tell you why it's critical. There are some brokers who, when they hire, they hire indiscriminately. They just don't even look at the training, or they don't provide the training and the education that a new agent needs in the marketplace. As a real estate agent, you've got to associate yourself with a firm that's dedicated to your professionalism and your growth, and then the services like a personal coach, like Tim, you and Julie do. There are very few real estate people like you, so personally and passionately involved in our industry. And thank you for what you do for our industry. Both of you are a wonderful voice for all that's best in the realtor organization in our industry. So I thank you.
If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need a coach. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today. Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. We provide you with industry-leading one-on-one coaching with a trained professional coach, along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building, and business planning tools you need to dominate your local real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained professional agents with top producing track records. Take action and visit us at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call with a trained real estate professional. There's no risk and no obligation, just a free, personal, one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's marketplace. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
So, Glenn, you guys had a recent announcement, and it is a huge deal, and our industry needs to know about it. DocuSign now integrates with ZipForms. Can you let our listeners know a little bit about that and why that's so significant?
Yeah, I got to say, I'm really excited about this one. It's something I've actually been thinking through and planning on for, you know, two and a half years, honestly. And so today we have integration with ZipForm between both our e-signature and our transaction room products, where you are able to kind of move documents that are completed, right? Once you fill in the form, you're able to move it into a transaction room in DocuSign, for example. And it's all pre-tagged for DocuSign e-signature, so we kind of you know, save you the step of having to tag, say, sign here, date here for buyer one, sign here, date here for buyer two. But the key is today, an agent has to log into Zip Form. They have to find their transaction in Zip. They have to pull the forms from their library into that Zip transaction, and they have to fill them in Zip. And then they have to go over to DocuSign Transaction Rooms, log in, and then they can share it and sign it and do all those different things. Well, with our new integration that we're actually releasing here very shortly, within a matter of about 2 weeks, you're actually going to be able to utilize two what we believe are best-in-breed technologies together, the DocuSign product and the Zip Form product. But agents can do so from one place, one login. You can actually go into your transaction room in DocuSign, select the forms from your Zip Form library while within DocuSign, and then fill in those forms right within the transaction room. So we're, you know, our goal is to reduce steps, right? I don't think I've ever talked to an agent or a broker who says, I'm more interested in creating documents and storing and sharing and doing all these things. No, right? People want to sell. They want to help buyers and sellers, you know, achieve their goals. And now what we're doing is we're bringing together two of the best in breed products in real estate so that the agent has one place to work.
Yeah, that's perfect. And so literally when an agent's out in the field, so walk me through this, right? Signatures are obtained. You've used the signature product, got the signatures, the Zip forms are all signed off and everything. And then an agent's going to want to obviously ship the signed off once both sides, everybody signed off on the transaction. You know, then it's going to be shipped to whatever transaction management software they're using. So how does your product work with that pathway? Walk me through that so our listeners can understand. Because Glenn, you said something before the break, which I'm kind of chewing on. Our industry is definitely slow to adapt to technology, other than technology that leads to more leads, right? Any technology where an agent thinks they're going to get more leads, they're all over that. I mean, agents were some of the first to use pay-per-click, first to buy URLs, first to build, you know, websites, first to really understand lead capture. But they, after the transaction stuff or the processing of it, like what we're talking about now, there's so much money and time and energy, and I dare I say staff money, time, and energy that's wasted per year that your software really completely, I mean, really, depending on the agent's goal and the nature of their business, they could eliminate staff members. They could reduce overhead. They could literally save their company thousands of dollars per year and then increase their net profit, which is what we try to coach these guys to do. So help them understand, once the process is, the signature is gathered, the Zip forms are signed, then what happens? How does it integrate?
Well, we've actually brought in a number of those transaction management capabilities right within the DocuSign product. So, for example, a brokerage can set up a number of checklists that can be applied to a transaction. And they could say, okay, when you take a listing, you need to apply the listing single family home checklist, and it's going to have some required documents, some optional documents. And, you know, once we go through that, I'll add the documents as the agent. I'll send them to you, Tim, as my manager. You sign off on the docs. You close the checklist. And now we kind of sit and wait. And we sit and wait until we get an offer accepted. And then all of a sudden, I can now apply a new checklist called offer accepted to that transaction. And then again, there's going to be certain documents that are required and optional at that stage of the transaction. And again, we can add those documents. You can review them. You can approve them and sign off on that checklist. You know, and as you're doing this, all of that is basically maintained within the system. So you have the documents, you have the fact that, you know, that Tim reviewed the document when it was reviewed. There's a capability to reject and say, hey, you're missing, you know, the signatures on page three here. And it's not only the notion, which I think you're spot on with, about being able to save time and dollars within the brokerage, but just as important are compliance and also visibility into the business, right? And that's one of the things I think I'm most proud of with our product and the growth we've had over the last year is really truly that ability where you can actually maintain the transaction data and understand what does your pipeline look like in terms of new listings coming in? How does that compare to a year ago period or 6 month ago period? How many how many transactions do you have pending right now? How many of them have been reviewed and closed? And it, so it gives you that visibility. And really one of the top areas brokers are asking us about, of course, is the notion of how do we reduce cycles, right, and reduce the staff needed to maintain X number of transactions per year. But it's also, how do I have visibility into my business?
Right. I mean, like almost looking at the dashboard on your car, knowing exactly where the, you know, whether all the levels are where they should be. I completely understand that. Well, what if you're dealing with an agent or a brokerage that's sort of married to an existing transaction management type product? How do you guys integrate, or how would that work? Or would part of working with you moving their explain that, because I'm thinking about the average agent listening right now. I know, or at least I assume, that most of them are familiar with the e-signature product. I'm now trying to help them, and as I learn from you how you guys are integrated now at Zip Forms, I'm guessing that most of the agents are with us to that point. But then what happens after that? Now I'm hearing you say that you guys are offering a transaction management portal yourself. In essence, portal is probably not the right word. But what if someone has essentially invested a lot of their time into another product? How would that work? Help them work through that.
Yeah, you know, the reality, if someone has already invested in a transaction management platform that they're using and gaining value from, that's fantastic, right? I mean, for us, it's our goal is to help be a part of that, moving the industry forward, making sure everything's digital, and really, you know, what we say is keep real estate digital, right? So you never have to go to paper. And, you know, so we applaud that. Whether it's DocuSign or someone else, we applaud folks that are really moving the industry forward with the technology. Now, we have the capability as DocuSign is if a brokerage just wants to use DocuSign from an e-signature perspective for both signing off on documents and sending them out at the agent level, we can do that, and brokers can use DocuSign for signing. We also have the Transaction Room product, which is really, a lot of people describe it as like a Dropbox specifically built for real estate, you know, where you can store and share and have access to everything while on the mobile, fax in, fax out, share within an online room. And then we also have the transaction management capability. So it's, if you already have something that you're using and happy with, and you just want to use e-signature, terrific, you can do that. If you just need it for the storage and sharing and the document retention, terrific, you can use us for that. But if you really want to use the full power of DocuSign, we're bringing all of those components together that we have, like the e-signature, like the transaction rooms, but also doing integrations with ZipForm, for example, to bring those pieces together. We have an integration with Tribus for CRM. We're also integrating now with Salesforce.com for CRM. So we're able to bring together those pieces. So if you need just a component from DocuSign and you're happy with another component that we offer, but you have an existing vendor, terrific. If not, you know, again, onus is on us. We've got to make sure we're delivering value in everything that we do in real estate. And hopefully we deliver on that promise.
Perfect. So agents wanting to do business with you, what's the ramp up process like? Let's just say there's a brokerage, and I know we have lots of listeners. I had a fun coaching call with a fellow down in Louisiana right before our call, and he said he's tired as a borrowed mule. I told him I'd use that on the radio today, and he laughed. I've never heard that before. I thought that was funny. But in any event, so folks like that have their own mom-and-pop brokerages, and they're believing that what you're offering is going to help them run a better business, happier customers. What's the ramp-up process like? Is this complicated? Is this going to require them to hire an IT specialist?
Absolutely not. In fact, we want to make sure that they don't have to hire that technology staff for this component. We view it as our responsibility to the industry, and there's no reason we shouldn't be able to deliver it. You know, our goal, and I think one of the things that we've been focused on all along, is how do we make sure that this is simple? And so, you know, I'm responsible for all of product in real estate at DocuSign. And one of the things we constantly ask ourselves is, how are we driving what we call the TTM or TTV value? And it's really what we talk about is TTV, is time to value. And so our goal is to make time to value day one, right? And part of that is making it really easy for people to create a transaction or send something out to get signed. And we view our responsibility in not only making the product easy, but making sure there's support available, that there are videos and tutorials available for you. And we look at all of that. And again, it's about how do we deliver value, because the reality is we cannot get out and train everyone. We want to make sure our product is easy, you've got the support you need, and our objective is really simple. Go sign up today and start using it today and gain value today.
Right, and then learn as you're going through the process of using the product. That's always the best way. You know, well, obviously you want to watch the tutorials, but when you start using it, it's very intuitive. Julie and I, have certainly used it. We're adapting it in our coaching business. I mean, so the whole, you know, the suite of products you guys offer, they're really elegant. When I use your products, that's the word that comes to mind. It's like using a really nice Apple product, you know. You know, it's just elegant. And so if you're running a real estate brokerage anywhere in the United States, if you're not already using or at least considering using all their suite of products, you really need to look into it. It just makes your life easier. You know, it just does. And it makes your it's in alignment with the expectations of your customers. I mean, they're expecting you to offer stuff like this. And if you don't, maybe on a subconscious level, they're sort of questioning how, you know, maybe you're not necessarily the agent or the brokerage they're considering doing business with. But just these tiny, tiny little breadcrumbs that you leave along the way really does leave a lasting impression with potential clients. Glenn, let's talk about price. I mean, these guys are probably thinking this is some ridiculously expensive thing, but it really isn't.
No, and it's a matter of DocuSign for real estate. For any individual that wants to go sign up today, you get the e-signature product, which we've had for, you know, for many years through the, you know, the evolution of DocuSign. We also have the transaction room product. Both of those you can go today and buy on the web bundled together for $20 a month. I mean, it's, you know, you get the zip form integration, you get the transaction rooms, you get, you know, the ability to send out envelopes, you get all of our mobile apps. I mean, we think it's a really good value proposition. And then if you're a brokerage, depending on the number of members of your team, both agents and support staff, you know, the pricing goes down from there.
Perfect. So Glenn, as we wrap up today's pre-Thanksgiving show, are there any questions or anything else you'd like to say to our listeners? Maybe questions I should have asked that I didn't?
No, I would just say, you know, people, you know, consumers today, this is where the expectation is. In fact, I just had someone in our office this morning who is a partner of ours, and they were telling a story about how they recently sold their house and bought a new one, and they were traveling down to Atlanta, and the buyers were in New York, and the agent didn't use electronic signature and didn't use DocuSign. And so this woman said, you know, interestingly enough, she said, I would never recommend this agent because they didn't do it. Now, she didn't say, you know, that we got the wrong property or they weren't information. It's just because they weren't taking advantage of technology. They were literally asking this person to go find a FedEx and a fax machine. And so, you know, this is where the expectation is, and whether you're using it or not using it today, this is what the expectation is from the market moving forward.
Well, I mean, if you scaled what you just said, and we just make it a little bit more practical for the agents listening, it's a difference between them getting a buyer of the house that they're after or not. It's, you know, you guys know as well as I do, oftentimes it's how fast you get a contract back, how fast you submit paperwork back, how quickly you're able to serve that customer. We had Jonathan Smoke from Realtor.com on yesterday, and he just did a great presentation. You may have seen it at the NAR event about Generation Y and their different expectations and how they're going to essentially dominate virtually all real estate transactions starting in about 5 years in just a huge, meaningful way. I cannot imagine those people even know what a fax machine is. You know?
Oh, gosh, no. I mean, and, you know, and that's it. And this agent in that case completed one transaction, but a successful agent, as I know you coach all of the folks that you do, it's not about that one transaction that builds the business. It's about that one transaction and that buyer or seller tells their friends and their colleagues and their relatives. And this is an agent that in a sense missed the boat. And, you know, now they have, they got one sale, one transaction out of it, but that's it. That's the end of the road for this particular seller.
So Glenn, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the radio show and be my co-host on the day before Thanksgiving. And listeners, so Glenn, they go to what website, they do what? Oh, you know what? I'll make it easier on you. We're going to include all the links necessary for these guys to do business with you in the email reminder. I would say 90% of our listeners listen in replay. So we're going to send a link. But you know what? If they are just listening right now, what is the best website for them to go and start looking at your guys' products?
All they need to do is go to DocuSign.com/real estate.
Easy enough. So, Glenn, thank you very much for being my co-host. Listeners, have a very, very safe and wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're traveling up east, I strongly suggest you look at the weather and make sure you wear a very warm coat. In the meantime, we'll talk with all of you next Monday on the radio.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.